I'd been commissioned to do La Fiesta by an organization in the Detroit Symphony, and it was a commission to do it for the Detroit Symphony, which they premiered, and it was premiered by Sixten Ehrling at Michigan State and Detroit, and on a tour that first time. Since then, it has started moving for orchestra. It hasn't been grabbed up, though. You talk to any of the good wind ensemble conductors, they have nothing but praise for this piece. You talk to an orchestral conductor, particularly maybe a foreign-born orchestra conductor, I got to be careful in talking about foreign-born conductors, because we've had some good ones and some very good ones. Koussevitzky, for example, did a lot for American music. But I think maybe today even an orchestra like the Detroit, like the Boston Symphony, New York Philharmonic, Philadelphia, would maybe, depending on who's conducting it. We haven't always had conductors of these major symphonies that have been favorable to American composers, and even to new music. But that has been a hang-up for this having the popularity for orchestra as it has had for wind ensemble. It isn't that the orchestral version is not good. I think it is good. I think I've written well for strings. I've had a lot of orchestral writing experience before I did this. Symphony and overture and oratorio and on. So it's not a question of the quality or anything. It's this concept that we have to break down. There is good music without having to have strings.